community of practice with eExtension has been serving kind of as a warehouse for fact sheets and all kinds of information. But to be honest, it hasn't been overly user-friendly from the standpoint of trying to do searches and things like that. I think a lot of you have probably experienced what we've experienced, and that's a lot of times you get too much information. When you try and make a search, it's over-information, and it's hard to put a filter on that's going to work. And so what we wanted to do was, at least in the genetics genomics side of things, come up with a one source stop, hopefully, for you guys, so that if you want to find information on genetics genomics in beef cattle, this is where you go, and you're not going to have to sort through a whole lot. We're going to have, you know, to cover a topic like EPDs, you're going to have a fact sheet that you can go to as opposed to doing a search. And the thing that kind of got us going on this was I went to eExtension, the Beef Community of Practice, and did a search for beef EPDs. The first fact sheet that popped up was a goat EPD fact sheet, and only because it had beef in the title, because it said goat EPDs are similar to beef EPDs. And so that's the first one to pop up. So we didn't need that to happen. We don't want our beef cattle producers switching over to goat production. And so that's why we came up with the website. All right, so we're going to have fact sheets on there, or there are already fact sheets on there. We have frequently asked questions. And at the end, I'm going to hopefully demonstrate the website for just a little bit, but I'm not going to show you everything that's in there. I'm going to leave it a little bit open. We're having some conference videos from different conferences that have been going on. And also linking into the major projects. The group that's formed this, and I'll show you that team in a little bit, is very involved in some of the major grants that are out there right now. And we're also going to have a quarterly newsletter, and that's already up there, and I'll show you how to get on there and sign up for that newsletter as well. So why was it developed? You know, the eBeef, if you go on and do a search, eBeef stands for, they say now, is an electronic gripe. If you have a gripe about something that has to do with electronic, you know, the electronic communications, that's now termed an eBeef, okay? And my eBeef is that over-information type thing, the fact that it's hard to find what you want. It's not a matter of not being able to find information. It's too much information, and not all of it is good information. So we are trying to come up with a collection of dependable information for you guys, and also to be a resource and archive for the data that's coming out of these major grants. Our mission is to make it that one-stop place, and hopefully we're going to form a community here with extension folks, beef producers, researchers, and all that, so that everyone can that comes through this page, we can develop actually a community and solve some of the issues that we have. The current projects that are involved, and we're hopefully setting ourselves up for future grants that come out to be on board with those folks too. But the current ones that are out there, the National Beef Cattle Evaluation Consortium, which is, you know, as many of you know, was well funded through a special grant for years, hasn't had funding now for several years. We've still been trying to keep it going. I've heard people mention the Brown Bagger series. Some of you are familiar with it. We still do that every fall in October. And we plan to continue to get that done. And there's still, through Dorian Garrick there at Iowa State, there's still some things going on the research side as well through the consortium. So it's not dead. We're just not as visible as we used to be when we were well-funded. The other three grants, these are some large USDA NEFA grants that are out there right now. And these team members from all of these grants are involved in this project. This is the team, myself at the University of Kentucky, also Jared Decker, who you're going to hear from here in a little bit, the University of Missouri. We have Megan Rolfe at Oklahoma State, Matt Spangler at the University of Nebraska, Allison Van Inenam. I think Allison's the only one of the team that's not here this week. She's out of the country. And then Bob Weber at Kansas State. So names that you're probably fairly familiar with. There's not a whole lot of us around anymore in beef cattle extension that have a genetics background. And so this is a large part of the group, and so we're the ones that got together and kind of put this all together. So let's see if we can make it work. All right, there we go. All right. So, Okay. So you can see if you want to get to those grants over here on the right, the projects that we have, and Dave, I know you guys are working on your website too for the reproduction grant, and so we've got a place held for you guys, but as soon as that's up and going, we'll have it there as well. You come down to the resources. As I'd mentioned, we have fact sheets. This is our list of fact sheets currently. Now, it's here. I promise.
Fingers crossed. There we go.
Technology. Love it. All right. So, as I'd mentioned, there's our spot for the reproduction grant. Let's see what we can do. Okay. Coming down, going through the fact sheets. And I know it's hard for you guys to see, but that's a list of the fact sheets that we have available so far. And just to go through, we have the nice web form that will pop up here in just a second on your computer at home. I'm sure it will work much faster. So we have just the basic web version for the fact sheets that you can go through and read, or we have a nice printable PDF version that's made as well with our nice colors of the orange. And just for the record, this orange is damn sure not Tennessee orange, David Kirkpatrick. So, if anything, it's Oklahoma State. All right, so you can go down through, and as I said, so those are the nice printable fact sheets that we have available through the website. And as I said, I will not go through every one of them, I promise you. We also have the videos. If you click on the video category, those are those conference videos I was talking about. Amy, I think the main one that's up there now is from a BRD conference. And so if you want to go through, that will take you to our YouTube. We have a YouTube account, and that will take you to that site, and you can click on any of those videos. We have these FAQs. And what we did was is we have both the text version and a video for each of these. So what is genomics? You can click on the text part, and Allison, you can see the text version, or click on the video, and Allison will come up and tell you all about genomics, except that volume is very low. I promise you she's telling you about it. And I have no idea where volume is. It doesn't matter. That's as high as it goes. Sorry. Okay. The Ask the Expert. This is the part that's still tied back in with the e-extension part. And so actually the Ask the Expert is open pretty much for all types of questions. As I said, eBeef is focused on genetics, genomics. The Ask the Expert, it goes to all specialists across all fields. So if you have any kind of question, reproduction, nutrition, whatever, and it is a fairly well-utilized site. Folks do go on and use that, and so you're welcome to go on and ask any kind of question on there. You'll put in your zip code, and actually how it's supposed to work is it will actually go to a local, a specialist in your immediate region to answer that question. There's more information there, as you can see on the, Allison is still talking, so let me shut her off. Where is she? There she is. All right. So you can go to the different, there's different communities of practice. You can go to any of those as well and get information. Most of those are not up to date, I'm going to tell you, and that was part of our reasoning for kind of splitting away. We hope that we can kind of be a model for putting this thing back up and getting it updated, and we hope some of those other groups are going to come in and do the same thing. Beef News, Jared has actually a blog that he has that we have up there now, and we have you linked in to the Drovers, and we're happy to put up any of the other magazines. I know some of the others are in the audience. We're happy to put links to your information as well. We want any kind of relevant beef news to go up on this site. But we're going to try and put up some different tools we have right now. Dr. Weber had put together an Crossbreed EPD calculator worksheet. That will tie you straight into that worksheet. And then some links to some different websites as well. And once again, if you would like to be included in our links page, let us know and any of the team know, and we'll be happy to try and get you put up there. The other thing I wanted to bring your attention to is the newsletter, the eBeef updates. We highly encourage you guys to go on and sign up for the quarterly newsletter. We're not going to bombard you. You'll just get it once a quarter, the newsletter on kind of the current things that are going on in the genetics, genomics community and the beef industry. So we think that's going to be a real useful resource for you guys, and so would highly encourage you to get on there and look at that. And that's pretty much it. I'll let you guys explore that on your own later on. Let's see if I got there. We go. And so last, just like to thank Amy Young. Amy, raise your hand. Amy is the one that's kind of designed this whole thing and put it together for us. She works for Allison out at UC Davis and has done an excellent job at putting this all together for us, and we really appreciate it, Amy. Go on, sign up for the newsletter and get the information. Go on, surf, let us know. And Amy, we need to try and get a feedback button on there somehow too. If you guys have some suggestions for us right now, probably the best way to do is just email any of the team, but we'll try to get some sort of a feedback mechanism maybe put up there. Okay. Everybody hear that? So about us, you can find a email to get back information to us as well. And Michelle, that's it. If anybody has any questions, be happy to try and answer it. Who would like to males? I have a large black one or a medium white one, and it is an athletic fit. So you have to be athletic to get the white one. So the first guy to run up here, how's that?
Any volunteers?
Come on, these are nice shirts. Come on.
They're dry fit.
Show them how nice the shirt is. Show them the black one. See there? My model. All right. I'm going to put them down here on the table. If you would like one, you're welcome to it. If not, then I'll take them home and use them for work shirts. Any questions? Anybody? Anybody in the media, please come and give me your card. We have a press release that I would love to email to you. So anybody from the press that would like that press release, please come give me your card or give me your email address so we can get that to you. Yes, ma'am. That's a good question, and we're really open to a lot of suggestions. I'm not much of an app guy. These younger guys, it might be something. I pulled it up on my Android, and it actually worked pretty well just on there getting to it, but we'll certainly look into it. But we are actually some apps on some other things like the calculator and some things like that. As those get developed, we'll definitely get those on there. Yes.
How did you guys develop your team? What's the significance of the relationship?
Good question. Matt, Bob, and myself were actually the education committee from the NBCC and had worked a lot with Allison just within that group on putting our educational programs together. And so we formed a team, and with me on there especially, we thought our age level was a little high, so we got a couple of youth. We brought in Jared and Megan. They were kind of the up-and-coming guys in the genomic side of thing in particular, and so brought their expertise.